Blog Talk Radio.
How you doing tonight?
Hi, good. How are you?
Good. I was just like sitting here thinking about Back to the Basics and how I was looking forward to it because it had been some time since we,
started
the segment.
We had that Biatche Sandy, Hurricane Sandy, interrupt our show last time.
Exactly. Crazy pants. But I know you just came from vacation, so how was that?
Oh, vacation was amazing. Aruba is beautiful. And then came back to the storm, but you know what? All good. We are very lucky compared to a lot of people that, you know, every time I put on New York One News, I see all these people that lost everything, and it's so sad.
It totally is. It is. And it's hard to, because I think that we as people, we get so caught up on the I thing, and this is what I'm going through, and this is what's happening to me, that you tend to forget that so many other people are like suffering way worse. They lost their houses, they lost cars, they're still not back at work. So basically, guys, today we're going to be talking about Back to the Basics and how Sandy has affected New York City. Dawn and I are residents in New York. And you guys can feel free to contribute to the conversation at 818-495-6975. So, Dawn, yeah. So what has been your experience, you know, since Sandy?
I noticed it's amazing because so many people that have never volunteered for the first time are just volunteering. I mean, they're volunteering for the first time, sorry, so many people that never did. And, you know, people are there for each other. I mean, every time you put on a news station or heard a story, it just made you, and you know what, it made you realize the simple things we take advantage of, like day-to-day, you know, basic stuff, like turning on a light switch. When the power went out in my apartment building, it's just, you know, the little things that you take for granted. Even my cell phone, I guess everyone, the cell phone, the towers were just, I guess, jammed with everyone trying to make calls. And I would, you know, make a phone call and I would have a full four bars and then one bar would be down after like 2 minutes. And then you would, you know, scramble, I guess, to find a place. The next day we were walking around the city to try to find a place that we can charge our cell phones until I ended up staying uptown. But, you know, just like little things like charging your cell phone, electricity. It was just, it's just amazing. It just really makes you think and put everything in perspective. And it was amazing how everyone came together to help everyone. Mm-hmm. I don't know if you noticed that by, you know, listening to stories and watching the TV. It was a really great thing to see.
Yeah, totally. I mean, and I know I saw it on the news because I actually was still out prior to Sandy. And the water amount, because a lot of people who are not conscientious of where we actually work at, the water rose and flooded like
5 feet.
Buildings, 5 feet, flooded basements that has three levels in them.
Exactly. I'm in my office now, and the building manager came to me about around 3 o'clock today to say that Con Ed might, because we're working off generators now, Con Ed might have everything back up and running, hopefully by tomorrow. So they're going to have to shut my building. But if you go down by the Wall Street area, it looks like a war zone. There are a million of those big dumpsters that take up like a half a block with, you know, just things that were ruined from the from water damage, and Con Ed trucks, emergency. I've seen about 50 vehicles that say emergency vehicles on them. And the guys down here, there's like a million construction men down here. Everything, like the Chase Bank that's on the corner of Wall and Water is closed. Even the office building that you're in. And it still has that funky smell. Like when you go up in the elevator, it has that funky water smell.
Yeah, it's crazy. I hope we don't, you know, get sick from that. I'm just putting that out there right now. Like, you know, I hope we're not going down, seriously, behind that.
Maybe we should start wearing one of those masks.
Right. And the reason why we're sharing this with you guys is not because we want to just dwell on the devastation, because there's a lot of different regions that get affected every day that's really not publicized. And they go through way more things. You know, we're just grateful to be able to laugh and joke about them. But the point of, you know, Dawn and I talking about this is just basically going back to basics, because if we weren't so reliant, like relying on certain things like cell phones and stuff of that nature, what would we be relying on? What would our source of, like, our source would be, more or less?
Exactly.
The computers, a lot of us can't work, people can't work. I mean, before we even go any further, I mean, today, honestly, the cops were called on me.
Oh, no.
And, yes, because I was so frustrated at my job trying to understand why Verizon, which is a huge company worldwide, messed up so many different orders that I placed trying to get, like, a hotspot thing so our phones can work and give us internet access. And after they switched me from one person, I don't know, this is at the department. This has been going on for over a week. I finally lost it today, guys, and I hate to admit this, but I totally told them that I feel like coming over there and killing everyone in that office.
Aww.
And the lady said, oh, my God. So I never had a call like this.
It is frustrating, and so many people are just stretched. But, yeah, there's a lot of we're not going to get back to normal, you know, for a while, especially down in the areas that were really damaged. But, you know, sometimes it takes – I mean, the beauty of it is seeing people come together, people that, like, didn't know their neighbors were helping one another. To check in on each other. You know, you phone a lot of people, their phone just died. I mean, they didn't think of charging it, or if they did, the battery just died fast. And just relying on one another, and people were helping each other I've heard of families that had generators and putting like extension cords through their window to the neighbor so they can hook into each other. So the neighbor had power, so they can get some heat or be able to cook. So, you know, that was nice. I mean, because like I said, you don't realize the simple things that we take for granted. But it is frustrating. It really is. I had to work out of another office for a few weeks, and, you know, I'm in the office now, and I'm just hoping the phones don't go out as I'm talking. Because I hear the trucks out there doing work, and I'm like, please don't cut into our phone line.
please don't do it.
But it's going to be a while until I think we get back up and running down here. But, yeah, it's crazy. So I'm sorry that I missed the last show, guys. I got back from vacation, and then the hurricane. I had no power. My cell phone was dying. I had nowhere to charge it. And then I did end up staying at my boss's apartment because he was traveling. So that was like a blessing. So everything worked out, and I was very lucky and fortunate, but the day that I was supposed to do the show, I was like, I can't do the show. I don't have phone. I didn't have
light.
And I was like, I felt so bad, because when I make a commitment to something, I always follow through. But I figured a lot of people would just, you know,
all over the place.
You guys were on the East Coast. Yeah, I mean, a lot of people were just dealing with craziness that day. So, but
right.
It's good to be back.
Mm-hmm. So what are some of the things? Okay, and talking to Ms. Dawn. So what are some of the things, you know, in terms of your suggestions, you know, to people out there that's listening to going forward, what should you, you know, what should we do in terms of, like, kind of going back to the basics of, like, preparing ourselves for situations like this?
You know, it made me realize I did have candles. I did have a flashlight. The one thing I didn't have was a radio. And I feel like such an idiot. I did not have a radio. So I think I was telling my friends, I said, there has to be, like, I want to say, I don't know if it's like a survival course. I don't know if it's something like that drastic. But something or a place that, you know, they can kind of tell you when a situation like this happens, this is what you need, this is what you should have. I mean, luckily I was with my friend. He was with me in from L.A., I mean, thank God, but, you know, I realized I didn't have a radio. I was stocked up with water. But in a situation like this, yeah, you just, I mean, we all knew the hurricane was coming. So I think a lot of people, you know, they stocked up on their batteries and water and food and things that they thought they would need. I don't think anyone thought it was going to be this bad.
No. Everybody was, like, playing freeze tag and pinochle. No one thought it was for real. No one thought it was for real until it actually happened. And unfortunately, a lot of people lost their lives because they took it for granted.
Yes.
You know, some didn't, and they lost their lives anyway. But the ones that, you know, lost their lives or had to come, you know, get rescued, no one thought it was for real, because New York doesn't experience these things. But what we have to keep in mind is that, you know, the universe is shifting every single day under your feet. When you don't, just because you don't feel it, it doesn't mean that it's not happening.
It's true.
You know, so we need to be conscientious that when they say, hey, the storm is like this, although there's been days when they said, hey, it's going to rain, and then I carry an umbrella and wear rubber boots and nothing happens.
Yeah.
But at the same time, I mean, you're telling me that a storm is hitting me. I'm taking that for what, you know, you're telling me, and not for what I think it's going to be. So definitely want to stock up on survival stuff. And I think that it even may be a good idea to even, you know, see about getting some courses or just kind of researching it out and having some type of strategy for yourself, your family, and your loved ones, because at the end of situations like this, people are always scattered, and the ones that don't go back to the basics and reconnect with their family, now you have no way of knowing if your family member is okay.
Exactly. It did wake me up. It really did. And I have a neighbor who, I mean, he has all these, he said he has a solar-powered shower, a solar-powered radio. I know, I was like,
solar-powered shower?
Yeah, he just, I know, I'm like, okay. But I actually said to him, you know what, when you have time, I need to just sit with you and just check out some of the gadgets that you have. Because
exactly,
he was able
I want
to
come
charge
over
his phone. Yeah, you know, you need to know how to survive. And I mean, and we all do. But again, going back to the basics, the thing that you take, things that you take for granted. I mean, the minute I was in my kitchen and I got this little alert on my cell phone from Verizon about the power, I think that's when the Con Ed had the explosion. And within 2 seconds, it was just like you just heard boom and everything shut down. So, you know, there's really nothing to do. You're not going to venture outside. So we just, like, I mean, it was around 8:30-ish, 9. So we ended up just, you know, going to sleep. The next day we walked around the city, and it was just amazing how I went 10 blocks up from where I lived and everything was fine. I'm convinced that, you know, you got to live uptown where the rich and the famous are, because nothing affected them except that crane. It was like mm-hmm. another world. They had that big-ass CNN sign that was lit up that takes up about 10 football fields. And I thought it was like, guys, you could turn it off in respect to the people that have no electricity. It's like it was another way. It reminded me of September 11th because I was down here for September 11th. I lived downtown. And then when I went uptown to visit friends just to get – because I had friends that worked downtown and saw a lot of horrible stuff, and we just kind of wanted to just meet and be together. It was like another world. It was like nothing ever happened. And I said, you know what? I'm moving uptown. My next apartment mm-hmm. is going to be way uptown.
I'm telling you.
Yeah, so you just, you know, you take for granted little things, but it is important, and that's why it is important to be resourceful. And it was, and like I said, it was nice to hear the stories of people checking in on people. And I love that people, like my neighbor, I didn't realize he was such almost like a survival kit nerd, but I'm like, you know what? I'm going to pick his brain. Like next time I see him, I'm like, we need to have a drink because I need to sit and talk with you to like write, take notes. I mean, he was prepared for the world to end, this guy.
Well, you know that there's right, but you know they're saying like there's going to be something else is about to happen, and I mean they were going on about it today at work, but I just, you know, tuned out because my mind wasn't trying to wrap around like a whole nother situation, and I probably should have been attentive.
Well,
yeah.
This is what I'm hearing. I'm hearing two things. I'm hearing that this is just a taste of what we are going to get. So we're going to get some really bad storms in the near future that are going to be worse than this, and this is just a taste. But then I'm hearing half of the population saying, look, you know, I've been living in this area for 38, 40 years, and nothing has ever happened. It's going to take another 30, 40 years for this to happen again. And I'm hoping that's the case. But if not, it has to make people aware. I mean, especially like the office buildings. I mean, everyone put their generators in the basement. My building, 180 Maiden Lane, had their generators in the basement. Now I think they moved everything up to the third floor or whatever it is. I mean, it's going to make people rethink where they put their electrical equipment, where they put like the brains and heart of their operation, just mm-hmm. in case something like this happens again.
Absolutely.
Which is kind of good, yeah, which is kind of good for, because like I said, I don't think people were aware. I mean, I was talking to someone that had an office in the basement, and they were like, oh, all my good shoes were ruined. And I'm like, okay, monkey, you know this storm was coming. Didn't you take your shit out of the office? You're in the basement of the building. But I don't think they thought it was going to even hit, like, affect them that bad. And it did. It's like 5 feet of water came in the building. The people that work in my building were stuck on the third floor for two days, I believe. And they have videotapes of the water just coming in. It broke through the glass and everything.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. That's all I can say is just wow. I mean, the train stations in New York, for those who have ever been in New York, I mean, it's like you could have swam across.
Yeah.
Literally. It was crazy. It was crazy.
Yeah, and
I mean,
a lot mm-hmm. of them are still shut. A lot of them, the PATH train, the Exchange Place station, I think they just finished pumping the water from there. A lot of stations are still, the South Street ferry station is going to, they said it's going to cost $1 million to fix. So mm-hmm. I don't know. I mean, there's a big lotto coming up, I think, tonight, right? I got a lot of
mm-hmm.
tickets. Why don't they just take that money and just put it towards Hurricane Sandy?
Exactly. Exactly. I was like, how the hell did they get all that money anyway to be able to say, win this, try to win this?
Yeah.
I was like crazy pants this morning seeing that. I was like, $500,000, really?
Yeah.
And people are going to just add to that pot because everyone's like standing online on TV like, yeah, I bought my ticket with my last $5 because I'm a win. And I'm like, with your last $5, really? You could at least spend one or two of them. You know, you didn't have to go all in, but okay, you're feeling lucky. Now, when that $5 go towards the pot or towards someone else's pocket, what are you going to do?
I know.
I don't even know what to do to play numbers, though, seriously. I use scratch-offs.
You do the scratch-offs. I did play. I have to say I'm guilty of playing because, you have to be in it to win it, but someone told me that there was a survey done and you have more of a chance of getting kidnapped by an Al-Qaeda terrorist than winning the lottery. And I said, you know what? In this day and age, you're probably right. So.
Okay. It's so true, though. You know, it's so true. But I'm trying to put out positive waves out there for somebody that really, really needs it. And, you know,
can
really benefit from it.
Help, I think, yeah. I mean, when you come into that much money, you have to also be smart and just, yes, take care of yourself and your family. And I also think it's good karma to give back to and to help people. There's a lot of people out there that need help. And especially after this little disaster that we have, there are a lot of people that are in need. But, you know, they're still plugging away and they're happy. I think it just puts a whole new spin on everything. When you lose everything, you just realize, you know, what's important. You're just being alive, and it was Thanksgiving just passed, so it was really nice to be with my family and just realize how blessed we really are that we have each other.
Absolutely.
And,
absolutely.
Yeah.
That's one thing. That's good that realization came to you, you know, and you see the changes that need to be made to go forward. But the thing is, like, a lot of people, and I'm guilty of this myself, like, realizations come sometimes in spurs.
Right.
And sometimes we never really consistent because everyone doesn't have that discipline to stay on
that path. Right. Yeah, it stays
on
with
that
you for a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
And then,
mm-hmm.
you know, you can't, yeah, no, I know. But I actually donated. The Salvation Army came on Friday, the day after Christmas, and right when I got back to my apartment, I went through and I had like 5 bags of clothes and shoes because I'm like, people are going to need this, sweaters and winter stuff, and I want to just kind of get rid of some stuff in my apartment, and I got rid of my kitchen table because I'm like, I know someone now needs a kitchen table if you lost
mm-hmm.
everything. You know, so they're going to need furniture, and they came and they picked it up. I was going to give it to Goodwill, but they sell it. But the Salvation Army will give it to people in need. So I didn't get a chance to volunteer. I did give money towards people that were volunteering and making, like, trays of food for different areas that were heavily hit.
Mm-hmm.
And I did give them money towards, you know, like, putting in towards the food and everything. But I'm actually looking into I was online the other day sending in some forms for volunteering because it did make me more aware of different
mm-hmm.
things. And I'm just hoping, and like you said, I'm hoping that some program does, you know, take me up on my offer so this way I can get in a routine and get involved and continue it instead of, like you said, you do it for a little while and then you kind of forget about it and you stop because your life, it's just life. You just get busy. You don't mean to. Your intentions are good.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, it's just part of life. But this was nice. Just, I mean, it wasn't nice. It was not nice what happened, but it was just nice to see people come together and really help each other out and, you know, just be resourceful when they had no heat, no water,
I'm
no
sorry.
Electricity.
Sorry. Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I just wanted to get your insight or your opinion, not really so much your insight, but your opinion on the whole gas rationing thing.
On the
You know, what? I thought, like, people were going to jail. Like, they was rationing gas, like, based on your license plate.
Oh,
after
yeah.
After the storm.
Well,
and
they,
people were,
I
like,
mean,
having crazy, like, fights and arguments. It was crazy.
Yeah. And a lot of people I heard were waiting on gas lines on stations that had no gas, so they were closed. But they didn't know because
mm-hmm.
they were, like, you know, 70 cars in deep. So you're just in line thinking that, and then, you know, all of a sudden you see the people getting out of the cars and they're waving to you going, no, this place has no gas. People were getting the wrong information. But I think once that settled down, it was a smart way to so this way, you know, it wasn't that hectic. I remember years ago, my God, I lived at home with my parents, and there was a hurricane. I mean, I had to be all, I forget how long ago it was. I want to say I was like 12, and I do remember my mom had to get gas, but she had to wait on a certain day because her license plate was an even or odd number. But, you know, they do that to keep some kind of order. And I think it does work. I mean, I think it is a good idea, but I just think people were given the wrong information on what gasoline stations were open, which gasoline stations had gas. So maybe that caused a little confusion.
Mm-hmm.
I think people just panic. You know, people panic. You can't, you need gas to get around, and yeah, so.
Yeah, definitely. I wanted to kind of, like, go over a little bit because I've been, like, looking up some stuff, and I just wanted to go over a little bit with the listeners because a lot of people don't know how to put together. And some people don't even want to take the time, honestly, or say they will but never take the time. Like myself, I'm guilty of this, putting together because it brought this to my attention that you can go to the supermarket at the last mm-hmm. minute. There's nothing on the shelf that you need.
Right.
If you want to. Or you can start if you have the space or create a space in your home, your apartment, where you can stock stuff. Now, keep in mind that us as people, and Dawn just said how she went home and cleaned out her stuff that she didn't need and didn't use and was donating it to people, which is an awesome thing and a great way to get more space also, right?
Mm-hmm.
So we can
yeah.
accumulate like things like shoes or anything that's our hobby, if you can create space for that stuff, you can create space for emergency stuff.
It's true.
You know,
true.
And
I mean,
batteries, water, all of that stuff is essential. Canned goods, you know, stuff that, you know, you can keep within a certain length of time.
Yeah.
You know, it's, I mean, I know I went to the supermarket, Dawn, I promise you, there wasn't even a bottle of water on the shelf. At the last minute, because I'm like, la, 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 it's all going to be okay. There was
right.
no freaking water. I left the store with one little 16-ounce bottle of water. God forbid I have my family here, and we all were going to sip from one bottle of water for God knows how long, if that was the case.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? So
because you take for granted. You
mm-hmm.
take for granted. Also, I live in Manhattan, so I went to stop at a CVS, and the girl was standing outside, and she goes, "We're not open yet." She's like, "I'm waiting for the manager. I'm the only one here." It was hard for people to get to work if they lived outside the city. And then I asked her, I'm like, "Well, do you have?" She's like, "I don't think we have any of this stuff left." Like, she was telling me what they had left. But canned foods are very, they said it's the best choice to stock up to prepare for an emergency. They have long shelf life. You know, they said, like, canned meats, tuna, chicken, canned beans, because they're all great sources of protein.
Mm-hmm.
And then also you always have to remember to have a handheld can opener, because
mm-hmm.
if you have the canned goods and you can't open them. And I'm making a little joke, but a lot of people said they put on the Sandy 5 or 10, because you would go to Duane Reade, and because there was nothing left but Twizzlers, Twix, pretzels.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone was you're grabbing comfort food.
Mm-hmm.
So a lot of people said they packed on a few pounds because what they were eating was junk food because they couldn't cook.
Mhm. Excellent. I didn't even think about that. No wonder why I'm 5 pounds heavier. No.
And, you know, it was
I can't understand it.
Yeah, it was. I mean, for a lot of people, it was very stressful to be displaced. You know, it sets off your routine, and it does, you know, it triggers different things. So, you know, everyone has insecurities, you know, and little things can trigger them off. I had dinner with my friends a few days after, and I said, and I'm guilty, and I'm actually have to make a note to do this, I was going to look online to see if maybe the Red Cross or someone just had like a little course to take, you know, as to what you should have, what to prepare. I mean, I definitely need to get a radio. I didn't have one, and it's such a simple thing. And, you know, once again, took for granted, and when I went on my iPhone, the battery, the juice was just, it was just going down, and I had to save my phone. So I couldn't even, it was just crazy. I was listening to New York One News, and a woman who had 6 kids in the Rockaways, she was trying to get in touch with 911 by her phone, and she kept on getting voicemail. Luckily, I guess she had enough power in her phone. She tweeted 911, and they actually they got her and her kids. The firemen were able to rescue her. Because I think like 5 feet of, yeah. So I was like, thank God she, you know, had the smarts. I guess she charged her phone or whatever. But can you imagine if you had no phone battery and you have six kids and you can't get through to 911 because you're calling them and it's going into voicemail?
Oh, my goodness.
I know. But
that is
so
crazy. But, you know,
yeah.
Thank God she was savvy.
She was
enough.
Savvy. She was,
yeah.
She really was. I was like, you know what? She, you know, thank God for that. They had her on New York One News.
I wouldn't have been thinking about nothing, Dawn. I don't know what I would have done.
For real.
I
know. You
I would
think,
about
starting
for the kids to pray.
But I think when you do have children, you actually, you know, it's like those women that you hear that lift up a car to save their child. You know, they, like, lift up trucks because the kid is stuck underneath it. You just, your adrenaline, you're just in survival mode. And especially, I think, more for the kids than yourself.
Mm-hmm.
So she, yeah. So.
Like I said, that was a beautiful thing. Like, I think she just got, like, a vision. You know, I'm a mom, but
yeah.
I don't even know if I would have thought that far. Seriously.
Mm-hmm.
I think I would have been like, son, I love you. I would have been doing Titanic moves and stuff, like, you know what, just lay in a bed and hold each other. Like, I love you. I love you.
No, you would have been fine.
I mean, I'm making fun now, but honestly, I just really don't know how, you know.
You don't. And
King
that's what
sense
scares
would
you. Because, yeah, because it is scary to think of these things, but that's why you want to be, you know, prepared for next time. I think next time I hear a hurricane's coming, I'm hightailing it out of the country now.
Like, I'll be like in Brazil when
exactly.
This is all over, call me, tweet me.
When this is done, tweet me. Exactly. But, I mean, it did make me more aware. So, and I have great neighbors too. So luckily my friend was with me, but even if he wasn't with me, I have great neighbors. I know some of them, you know, just left town and found hotels like way out of the city. They have cars and that's what they did. So either way, I think a lot of people checked in on each other and it was, you know, my super from my building is amazing.
Mm-hmm.
And he had the, you know, the emergency lights on and those, I want to say those party things that you get, those fluorescent color lights.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he
all
had them in the
neck.
Hallway. But, you know, I just, like, when I was away, I saw the movie I Am Legend and those aliens. And, like, when I had
mm-hmm.
to go back to my apartment building in the dark, like, I had visions of those things. I'm like, great. Note to self, never watch a scary movie before you know a hurricane's coming.
Okay.
I think I think it's like your imagination. Like my
uh-huh.
apartment, I've my apartment for over 9 years, and like it was going in pitch black. I was like, where am I? How, like I knew where things were, but my
where am I?
Yeah, like my brain was not. It was like up my ass. My head was up my ass. I went back to my apartment three times because I forgot stupid basic things. Because
mm-hmm.
I just wasn't, I was thinking, and I am organized and I'm on the ball, but my head was up my ass. I was just like, wait a second, I have to go back. I forgot this. I was like, how did I forget that? It was just a very strange, because I guess maybe I didn't believe that this was really happening.
Mm-hmm.
And it was a war zone. Like down where I was, it was a war zone. I mean, people look like zombies walking around. Like people that I never saw before were like, you know, my super and the... His guys stood outside the apartment building, I guess, to make sure that people were not getting in that don't belong there,
mm-hmm.
especially at nighttime.
Well, people were stealing from people in the midst of a freaking storm, like stealing their tools, stealing whatever they could put their hands on that they felt was valuable.
I know. And that's really sad because you get those lowlifes that were posing as Con Ed. Someone told me that people were dressed as, like, emergency workers.
Mm-hmm,
going
mm-hmm.
in people's houses and robbing them.
Yes,
you know, but
yeah.
I always say, like, karma's a bitch, okay? So, like, you're going to do something stupid like that. You're going to be a piece of shit like that. Well, guess what? It's going to come back to bite you in the ass. Because
mm-hmm.
you don't take advantage like that. But you're always going to get, you know, you're going to get such great people that help, and then you're always going to get, pardon my French, like the douchebags, you know, that just like deserve to be like shot because they're just such lowlifes. Like, who would think of that? You know, who would think about like stealing from like an elderly person, going in their house posing as a Con Ed person when they just lost everything and they have no one to help them? Like, who does that?
Mm-hmm.
You know?
So. Absolutely. And another thing we need to keep in mind, too, is to try to keep cash on us. In today's world, we need to go back to the basics of having cash on hand. Because think
yeah.
about it. If the electricity goes down in period, your bank is closed. You can't get money from the ATM.
It's true. It's
so
true.
What
I
now?
I just went to dinner with some friends. I have a little cash on me. And I was like, oh, I have to go to my ATM. But everything, all the Chase banks are closed around here. And I always have cash on me. So, yes,
mm-hmm.
I agree. I mean, I have enough cash. You know, I had enough cash on me, but I just, and I didn't realize all the Chase banks were just closed because they were flooded. So, yeah, they say cash, money, your batteries, flashlight, you know, canned goods, like power bars,
mm-hmm.
water. A radio, yeah, we have to, I mean, and who knows, let's hope and, you know, cross our fingers that this does not happen for another 30, 40 years, but, you know, if it happens sooner, you need to
mm-hmm.
be prepared.
Absolutely. And also another good thing to have in spite of my drama when I just had one bottle of water, bleach is a good way of cleansing water when you need drinking water, you know.
Oh, really?
You just put like, yeah, you dilute it like 9 parts water to 1 part bleach, because
okay.
that's how they filter the water to clean it, to
okay.
clean the water. So you know, if you're using 16 drops of like regular household liquid bleach per gallon of water, you don't
okay.
add anything like the bleach with scent or anything like that, but the plain little bleach, you know, you can
okay.
just put a little bit of that in it. I mean, I also use it to clean my dishes, you know, stuff
right.
of that nature. But, you know, as long as you're not trying to OD and you don't put too much in there to kill yourself, you definitely can use it to sanitize your water.
Okay.
To drink
that,
it
okay.
if need be.
Okay. They say that, yeah, common household bleach contains a chloride compound that will disinfect water. I never knew this. Because
mm-hmm.
I'm like, really? I'm like, are you trying to kill yourself? Okay. Yeah.
I'm trying to commit suicide in the eye of a storm.
They have boiling
no,
water
you can definitely
and adding
do that.
Household.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay. I never knew
yeah.
that. They say boiling
yeah.
is best. In
mm-hmm.
emergency, think of 1 gallon of regular Clorox bleach as 3,800 gallons of drinking water. Okay, when regular tap water stops flowing, regular Clorox bleach isn't just a laundry aid, it's a lifesaver. Use it to purify water and you'll have something to drink. All right, Miss
mm-hmm.
T, thank you for the tip. I never knew that. I thought you were trying to kill
yeah.
me.
Yeah. No. My mom, she actually was a nurse, and bleach is just like was her thing from forever, you know?
Yeah.
Bleach and ammonia for some reason. And excuse me, peroxide. She's like, what, peroxide to clean your teeth? You use the peroxide for, you know, to rinse your mouth out instead of mouthwash.
Yes.
You know, all these, you know, baking soda. Brush your teeth
back
with baking soda. You know,
yes.
back to the basics.
Back to basics.
Definitely.
Yes.
Definitely. Now, in the
yeah.
event of the storm, I didn't think about this stuff, but I'm thinking about it now as I talk to you.
But you need to, yes, we need to
yeah,
stock
get
up.
My lips together.
I know, and that's, I know, I was talking to my friends, but it really does, it does make you think, and it does make you grateful, and it, yeah, so like I said, you know, let's hope that this doesn't happen for another 30 years, but if not, you just, you know, you just hope that you don't, you learn and you're more prepared, you know, now
definitely.
You'll have water in your apartment, and now did your area get flooded, or... Where you live?
Well, there was, like, where I'm at, I'm on top of a hill. So, basically, all the water went downhill.
Okay.
So, people that were closer to the Hudson actually was more affected than we were.
Okay.
So, at the end of the day, you know, guys, all we're trying to say is think of the basic survival things that you need in order to
right.
survive.
Like non-perishable,
and not just,
yeah.
Yeah, not just a storm or a tragic situation, just on a daily basis. Like, we should
exactly.
live our lives not like in combat, but we definitely should live our life a little bit more prepared, so to speak.
Yeah. No, it's
so,
true. They
we're
say
not
you should have
drag-
a 3-day supply of water.
Yes.
You know, 1 gallon of water. They say 1 gallon of water per person per day. Portable
mm-hmm.
battery-powered radio or television, extra batteries, flashlights, a first aid kit, you know, extra clothing, a whistle, cash that we mentioned before. But,
mm-hmm.
you know, like you said, yes, it should, yeah, we should just always be, like you said, we don't have to live like we're, you know, in a country that's battling war every day, but we should be able to have these things handy just in case something happens,
mm-hmm.
and we could just, you know, we could be safe and survive. And they're
Absolutely.
And they're basic things. They're basic things.
Mhm. Mm-hmm. Definitely. So we're not gonna, you know, talk you guys' heads off for another hour or so about Sandy and things of that nature. And I see that everyone's just tuned in and no one really has anything to say. So we're gonna, you know, end the show a little bit early.
Okay.
Yeah, and you know, again, if you guys, you know, don't have your stuff together, definitely get in tune to that and make sure that you pack it up and have it ready for the next time. And definitely add some underclothes in there, whatever you do, because you don't want to be stuck with the same undies on for like 3 days. No, Brenno. No, Brenno. Like, that just occurred to me. Like, no, I need to put some undies in there in that survival kit. Because if I can't do anything else, I need to at least have that to change. Okay? Even
exactly.
if I have no water. No. Imagine no water but clean undies.
Yeah. Well, what, you know, what is that saying your mom always said? Oh,
as long as your
mom
underwear, make sure your underwear's clean.
That's the thing. Your mom would be proud. She raised you well.
So, Dawn, tell everybody where they can find you to stay in tune with you.
Stay in tune with me at my first and last name, Dawn D. Phillips, at and that's my Twitter name, and that's my name. And
that's my real name.
That's my real name. That's my Twitter name. And I do the show with Miss P once a month. Maybe I should go under a different name. Who knows? we do Back to the Basics, and we'll be doing the next show in December. Are you taking a little break? Are you taking a little vacation, Miss P?
Yes, we definitely are going to be taking a little, I don't know if you want to call it a winter break, so to
okay.
speak. We have so many like new projects that we're working on, and I need to really take some time to focus on those projects and give myself like a break.
Good.
From talking people's heads off, because after a while they're not going to want to listen to us anymore. I mean, 30K listeners is pretty damn awesome from May
they
till
are.
Till you know November, and I appreciate everyone. But I want to bring more interaction with our listeners to the show. I want to have, like, some more crazy pants guests where people are like, no way. And we're like, yeah, that's what's happening on the Intune show. So we definitely are cooking up some stuff, and I look forward to just having a little break so I can focus on those things. So when we present it in the new year, we just have so much more to offer to the world from the beginning of
that's
the year.
That's great. And you guys do, and you have great followers and great listeners, and everyone
hey,
has
this
been
is your show too. What you mean, you guys?
You know,
you
yeah, no, but
cutting
just,
us
yes,
off in
I'm
new
part
year,
of the
guys.
Family. No, I'm just saying, like, it's so great to be part of the family, and I'm so blessed, and the support, and everyone should just follow the Intune show to hear me, and everyone, every great person you have on here. You have really interesting people and topics, so it's really wonderful, and I'm looking forward to working with you in the new year.
Yay, she's
yeah,
staying with us, guys.
Some, yes, of course. So back to the basics. And, yeah, so tune in. You'll let me know. I guess we'll post the next show, whether it's going to be in December or January.
I mean, we can do one for December. We just,
okay.
I mean, it'll just be earlier in the month instead of the end of the month.
Perfect.
But, yeah, we'll powwow about that, you know, email
and we'll figure it all out. And Dawn will be back on in December, just not at the end of the month as usual.
Great. Maybe we'll have some Back to the Basics holiday. Maybe
I love that.
Yeah,
let's
right?
do that.
Like Back to the Basics holiday. I like try to pick some brains, old timers, you know. Yeah, they wrapped coal and put it in your stocking. What did you do back in the day? We had coal.
Okay, exactly. We had coal.
Talking about Back to the Basics. They had a walk 20 miles.
Okay, well, one shoe that they shared with all their siblings.
Exactly.
And a dog with one blind eye. But we were happy.
Exactly.
It's crazy. So you guys stay in tune. I definitely just want to let everyone know really quick that the Intune show is so, so excited to be having. I mean, this has been months in the making that, you know, Donnell Jones, for all those who know Donnell Jones, he will be on the show on the 8th. So definitely mark that down because I've been after this man my whole life. So I've been stalking him my whole life. And I think my stalking paid off finally because he's now going to be on the show on the 8th. And we're also going to have the OJs on Tuesday coming. So definitely I've been stalking them my whole life too. You know. So I'm definitely excited to be having, you know, to see that, you know, the tenaciousness is, like, really paying off. And people are like, okay, damn it, give this woman an interview so she can leave us the hell alone. So I'm just like, yes, yes. But be on tomorrow night, be in tune tomorrow night with Dr. Sue. We're going to go crazy bananas
Dr. Sue
on tomorrow's topic.
Is a very interesting lady, and she's great to listen to, so...
Yeah, she's crazy pants, and that's why we love her. But we all have a little bit of that in us, and that's why we all get along, and we're all family.
Exactly.
Okay, so Dr. Sue will be on tomorrow night, and then the panel will be on, and I'm excited that Mr. Al King, he's an author. He's actually going to be the only male on the panel, so we get to have a bunch of women chatting it up like The View and having a male's perception or perspective of it, I should say. So I'm definitely excited about that. So shout out to the panel for the third, you know, the Friday coming up. And then from there is just like a bunch of like us just jammed in. We have the Hats with T. Austin Reed coming up, Diva J with Gossip, the Locker Room with Sports. We have a lot going on the Intune show.
You do.
So
some really great
you guys,
stuff.
Right. Stay in tune. Dawn, thank you so much for being so amazing. And I'm definitely going to get
thank
my ideas
you.
Together for that Christmas segment because I think that's a really interesting concept and let's just run with it.
Yeah, let's go with it. All right, I'm going to have to go do my homework. Okay.
All right, Dawn, you have a good night.
All right,
we'll
everyone have a good night, everyone.
Basis.
Thank you so much.
You too.
Okay,
bye-bye. Bye-bye. Yeah, guys, so that was Dawn DePhillips. Definitely take the time to check her out. And, I mean, she's family. She's a sissy. So you definitely want to be in tune to this amazing woman. And I forgot to mention to her that I never got my meatballs, but I'm definitely going to text, tweet, and email her and see her in person because we work blocks away from each other to tell her I want my meatball. She's Italian. So, you know, not to say that other people in other cultures cannot make meatballs, but certain foods prepared by certain people of certain cultures sometimes is the best. So I'm definitely looking forward to those meatballs. Again, guys, you know, the panel is on Friday, so definitely tune in at 9 p.m. On Saturday, I'll be interviewing True Sun, and that's at 6 p.m. On the 2nd, me and T.U. Austin will be kicking it on the Hats. We always have tons of laughs and fun. And the Hats, for all those who are tuned in for the first time, is basically arts and entertainment and things that you guys can do on your leisure opposed to tweeting, Facebooking, MySpace, you know, whatever it is that you guys do. It's a way to, like, get information or reconnecting with your family, with, you know, going back to the basics, so to speak. Diva J will be bringing us Gossip on that day and also the Locker Room. Again, the OJs will be in tune on Tuesday to 4th at 6 p.m. We have Heavy in tune Wednesday night at 10. We have the Power Hour with the amazing Dottie, which is a PR person for Daron Jones, who is the Grammy Award winner from 112, the group 112, the R&B group 112. So definitely be in tune to get to know a little bit about her. And then on Friday the 7th, we have Teens in Tune, and we're going to be discussing a sensitive topic, but one that, you know, needs to be addressed, and that's basically teens and suicide. So if you can just be in tune with that and support this movement with our teens, then definitely be in tune with that at 6 p.m. We have back, I'm guessing, guest hosting on that day with Teens in Tune is another host that has her own show. She has a magazine. She does so much at 17 years old, and she's definitely going to be a guest speaker on that show on Friday, and her name is Chanel Addison, so definitely check her out. Very beautiful individual for 17 years old. You'd be amazed when you hear this young woman speak how in tune she is, and, you know, if you missed our interview, then definitely go check her out on our archive, because she had me crying. Yes, literal tears on the show. We both was like, yeah, that was happening. So if you missed it, be in tune for that. And again, the 8th at 5 p.m. Eastern, which is a little different from my normal 6 p.m. time, be in tune for R&B. I don't know what you want to call him. I mean, I could say so many awesome things that you guys would just think I'm just throwing it on because he's going to be on the show. But I really, really appreciate, respect, and adore Donnell Jones' music. So I'm so excited. I might need somebody to guest host with me on that show because I might faint. And, you know, the show will be over. But if I faint, I need someone to just pick up the pieces and continue to interview him. And when I faint, then definitely play his music in the background to just revive me, okay? Because, yeah, I love him that much. And then from there, we have Sunday Praise with Lyrics, The Locker Room, and Diva J once again. We have Dr. Sue on the 13th. And somewhere in between all of that, we'll have Dawn DePhillips. So for all those who need to stay in tune, you can follow us at InTune Show or join our site at www.theintuneshow.com to stay in tune. Whew, I said a lot. After 12 hours of work and then on air. I'm amazing. No, I'm kidding. But maybe I'm not. Until tomorrow night, baby, stay in tune.
I'm in tune. I'm in tune. I'm in tune. I'm in tune. I'm in tune. I'm about to take it to the moon. Let's go. I'm in tune. 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 I'm about to take it to the moon. Let's go. Just tune in. Let's count it down from 10. I make 11, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Let the show begin. With a pretty light skin. Diva name is P. Represent yourself.